Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We've seen a lot of players that struggle in year one for the Bills, and year two they take a big step, and maybe that's the case with Dwayne Carter, and I'm sure he feels that, right? I mean, he knows that he's got probably a six-week window to really show himself. If he plays well, I mean, he was going to have an opportunity to command a nice role for this defensive line rotation. I mean, at the end of the day, Ogunjobi is a one-year player. Dwayne Carter is the second-year rookie that they've invested a top 100 pick in. That would be really helpful if he can materialize on the promise of what he showed at Duke as kind of a penetration-style player. Big opportunity for him in those first 6 weeks to either claim a role or kind of be pushed to the side.
Joe Marino from Locked On Bills on with me and Jeremy yesterday on Dwayne Carter, who he's not been super high on since last season, but was a top 100 pick, as he mentioned, third rounder, and hasn't really got off the ground to the point where the talk is just replacing him at this point. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. The sun is out. It is tournament day, and it is the top 3, 4, 5 sports day of the year. One of the best sports days of the year. Awesome buzzer beaters, tons of games. That really is sports now, isn't it? The best sports experiences are the ones where there's a lot happening at the same time. Why do people love Red Zone? This is at least how I consume sports. Because I got to have something happening at every second. One reason I can't just sit in front of a baseball game and watch it for 3 hours, I know they're shorter now, is there's not enough happening. There's not enough happening. I'm going to, between pitches, I'm going to look at my phone. I might not look back up for 3 pitches. And then I'm going to grab a book or whatever. Like, I'm going to be doing something else. Whereas you got to hold my attention. I need constant action. Got to have it. I don't want breaks. So Red Zone, bang, 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 play, 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 touchdown, touchdown, just one after the other, tons of different games. That's golf broadcasting too. You don't really think of golf this way, but golf is the original Red Zone. I don't follow, you can do this now. Right, like the ESPN Plus packages have it, where you can just follow like one golf group. But what's a traditional golf broadcast? It's Red Zone. It's, oh, we're going to take you over here to the 17th where there's a shot, and now this shot over here is the 13th. And hey, someone just hit a hole-in-one on 11, so we're going over to 11. It's basically Red Zone. And that is why March Madness is such the phenomenon that it is. It's to me, not really that the game itself is super high quality. It has its fans, and there might even be more people. In fact, I almost think definitely there would be more sports fans that would say they like the college basketball product more than the NBA product. Just on the style of the game, not the volume of games, just one game. Because there is more of a team aspect to it, and there are more set plays, right? I personally like the NBA more, though, because I know it's more talented individuals. And you get a lot more dunking. You get a lot more three-point shooting from the moon. Guys that are going nuclear in games. Curry and, you know, Luka, doesn't matter who. And you don't get that always in college basketball. But why do I like watching the college product better? It's because I'm getting 1,000 games at once. And when you're increasing the volume of games, you are almost guaranteed to get something crazy happening. And that's why it's March Madness. I'm explaining the formula here. It's not hard to figure out. That to me should be true, though, across all sports. Like, my top days of the year for sports are the ones where there is a lot happening. Week one of the NFL, to me, is one of the best days of the year. I like it more than Super Bowl Sunday and Championship Sunday. I want all the games. I want football from beginning to end. And today is going to be that. Today really is college basketball the only other sport that has the just commit a full day to one thing where, like, it's not something I would be proud of, but, you know, I do enjoy once in a while, and of course on Sundays during the year, let me plop myself on the couch for 10 hours and watch every second of this thing. Not move. That could be even longer in the NFL if you started at a 9 a.m. London game. I'm going to do this one thing the whole day. And that's not hockey. That's not NBA. You know, when you get to the finals, that's the best NBA I think you get. And that's not that. That's not going to be, maybe it is golf a little bit, but not, golf's more one you pop in and out of. Versus today, today is like the NFL Sundays. Just plop down at noon. All the people, all the numbers of people that call off on the first day of the tournament. It's the only other sport I think we really do this. Commit the full day to it. So today will be a lot of fun. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal just texted in. This is good. Thanksgiving and Christmas. NFL on Thanksgiving and NBA on Christmas. NFL on Christmas a little bit now too, but more so NBA. And I think Thanksgiving especially is a good answer for that. The difference there, though, is you've got a lot of other things happening on Thanksgiving, right? You've got the meals, you're spending time with family, but that's a good answer. Very excited for today. Josh, you said you're having trouble making your picks this year?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm just all over the place this year. I'm picking only the favorites. I'm picking only the higher seeds, and I don't know why.
You're just going chalk? None of the Cinderella potential teams are screaming out to you?
Yeah, but like, I hate doing it because it just feels wrong. It doesn't feel like you're in the spirit of March Madness then.
But
like,
if you win.
Right, but if you win, it doesn't matter. But
it depends how far you're going with it. Like, as Jeremy said earlier, if you're picking 4-1 seeds, then you're really not in the spirit of the thing. Well, but if you've got like 2-1 seeds, a 2 seed, and a 4 seed, like, to me, what is the right number? You should figure this out. To really be in the spirit of your bracket pool, what should the total combined number be for your 4 seeds?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So 4-1 seeds, your number is 4. You got to be higher than that. What about 7? 5, 6, 7? Maybe it's not that high. Maybe it should just be like 5 or 6. Like, all right, buddy, you've got 3 1-seeds and a 2-seed. Okay. I mean, I don't, if that person's in your pool, like, I'm not doing anything about it, you know? And they don't have to win. In fact, their likelihood is they won't win. But yeah, I'm not against what you're doing. As long as if you pick four ones, then like, okay. But almost anything other than that, I think you're okay. I'm doing the same. Like my strategy, I am not someone that watches college basketball really until March. I'll watch the conference tournaments a little bit, but nothing in the regular season. So I don't know what, you know, Drake has going on when they play Missouri. I don't know anything about Utah State ahead of UCLA. My method is the spreads.
I
want to look at the spreads and I want to figure out, because I'm trying to pick my upsets based on something that feels realistic. So I'll look through and go, ooh, UC San Diego, who I think, are they a 13 seed, right? UC San Diego?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Why? I'll look at the lines and go, why are they only a 2.5 point underdog against Michigan?
A 12 seed, I'm sorry.
12 seed, thanks. Why are they only a 2.5 point underdog against Michigan? And then I'll look and go, only 22% of the users are picking San Diego. 2.5 point underdog, 22%. I'm going to be a part of that 22%. That's my method, is just doing it by the spreads.
I've been using,
is that a lame way of doing it?
I've been using ESPN's bracket thing this year, and they have like a bar graph or like a meter of like percentage chance to win, and that's kind of what
they're like. They're like their FPI or whatever, like the power indexes.
And it's like if it's above like a 30% chance, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll pick the upset here, you know? Because like, I mean, you look at, you know, Florida and Norfolk State. Norfolk State has a 1% chance to win that game, according to ESPN. So it. That one's like one of those like no-brainers, but at the same time, hey, maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
It is March Madness.
803-0550. Glenn in Toronto's next. What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, guys. Good morning. More or less, I'm in the same boat as you. I didn't watch as much college ball as I normally do this year. You know, I filled out my bracket this morning, chose Duke to win it all, but a lot of my info, I think a lot of it I got from the selection show last Sunday and also reading up on ESPN, but I threw in mostly a couple of long shots, including the one you just mentioned there over Michigan, but mostly I looked at record like and chose my teams then, eh?
Yeah.
But still, I love the tournament. It's my favorite time of the year watching basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Glenn. No, it's amazing. See, I'm someone that likes to do a little homework on it, too. Like I said, I look at the spreads. I'll do a little more than that, but it's mostly that. But you could just randomly pick it and end up doing just as well or better. That's why it's crazy. I was in a big pool a couple of years ago. Was this 2 years ago now? Where one of my buddy's wife, who watches like the tournament a little bit, but same as me, like not watching anything during the season, I'm sure. And she was like one of the top eight scorers on the whole Yahoo site 2 years ago. Like there was an outcome in the national championship, I think, where she could have won the whole thing. Like number one out of millions and millions of people.
That's crazy.
That wasn't looking through analytics and film on these teams. You know, like, ooh, what's the guard point guard situation for Tennessee? I don't think that's happening.
What's your whole thought on everything going on with North Carolina?
What about?
Like, just, you know, the way they got in and how everyone thought, oh, like, why are they in? Why are they making it? And now it's like, you look at, if you want to go by your spreads, North Carolina's favored over Ole Miss.
Total BS to me that they got in. I don't care about anything they do after the tournament. Good for them if they're doing the whole that every team does this when they're being doubted. North Carolina against the world. Are they doing that?
Probably.
They won their game huge in the first four. It doesn't mean they deserve to get in.
No, I'm just curious. Like,
that's the controversy, and the controversy is that their AD is like one of the big people on the chairman, right, of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, he recuses himself and goes out of the room. Well, he's coming right back in the room in 10 minutes. So all the people in that room, if he comes back in and they don't want an awkward moment, you know, I don't think it. Even though he's walking out of the room, I don't think it's a full recusal. So
how are you picking it's college them, though, sports, in the bracket?
That's how college sports goes.
Are you picking them to win, or are you picking them to like at least win around?
I
anyway?
Haven't made that pick yet. I haven't filled out my whole bracket yet. I'm halfway through.
Yeah.
Anyways, 12:15 today, Louisville and Creighton kicks things off at 12:15. I wanted to get to the Bills division a little bit. We talked earlier about the Lions rule proposal that will come up at the NFL owner meetings. And I don't know that it's going to pass. I kind of hope it does, but I'm not really betting on it passing. We'll see. The rule the Lions proposed is that doesn't matter your division. If you won your division, if you have a better record and you didn't win your division, you are going to play at home against a division winner that has a lesser record than you, which would eliminate the possibility of what we had last year, where the Minnesota Vikings, a 14-win team, have to go on the road to start the playoffs against the team they have five more wins than because they didn't win their division. And we got into how, you know, like how impressive really is it winning your division? You're competing against three other teams, and I think there's a lot of good points in that. But here we are. This is the system. And, you know, one of if the Bills weren't such a great team, then maybe we would talk about this more as a rule that affects them, but we don't because they're a double-digit win team every year. And someone correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think this is, going into the year, the lowest expectations for the division around the Bills since they got great. And I don't even know that it's close. I mean, it seems like a foregone conclusion. We haven't even started the draft yet. Free agency's not all the way over. New England's got Diggs in for a visit today. We don't know what their roster is going to look like totally yet. What they're going to do at receiver might be Diggs. He might not be ready for week one anyway. We're so early in it. It's March. And is anybody at all worried in the slightest that the Bills don't win the AFC East this year? I don't hear any of that. I don't feel any of that. And I don't think any of it myself. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because where those three teams are in their trajectories after the Bills just cruised last season. No challenge whatsoever. Had it wrapped up a month in advance. Even though they weren't even favored to win the division before the season. It took, I think, a couple of months into the offseason, but there was a point where the Jets were the favorite to win the AFC East last year. Think back on that, how incredible that is. There was a time when you would go to bet on the AFC East division winner, and the Bills were second behind the Jets in the odds. So last year, there was a belief that, all right, two teams, big challenges, Rodgers in New York, healthy again, Miami running it back. And Miami felt respectable in that way. All right, let's see what we got. Never before last year, though, was there more than one real challenger. And this year, it feels like there's going to be zero. And I want to know how likely that really is. And who's going to figure it out first? Because I do think two of the three are on the way up. I really, like, not to the point where this is not me telling you that the Bills might not win the division in 2025. I think they're going to, and I think they're going to by multiple games. But I do think two of the three teams are on their way. I don't know how far away they are. I've made this comp before. The Bills are, you know, in Game of Thrones. They're on the Iron Throne right now. And in season two of that, they start hearing about the Dragon Queen on the other side of the world. And how, like, oh, we really don't have to worry about that right now. Like, we know they're over there. We know they exist. But we don't have to worry about dragons yet, like crossing the sea, whatever. That's the Bills right now. There might be a Dragon Queen on the other end of the world, but they're on the other end of the world. That might be New England right now with Drake May, who was really impressive as a rookie, but, like, how close are they to figuring it out? The other team I think is on the way up is the Jets. But they're at the ground floor of it. I just think ridding yourself of Aaron Rodgers and bringing in a coach that appears intent on cleaning up the culture of what's going on with the Jets. I mean, that they are an organization more than anyone that needs that type of coach. If I am an owner in the NFL, most 9 times out of 10, what I would want my team to be looking for is the bright, young, offensive play caller. That's what I want. I want the X's and O's. And the Jets feel like are the most prime example of, all right, that'd be nice, but you just got to have a guy and come and clean things up. You've had Nathaniel Hackett in there and all this drama, and you're just totally dysfunctional. A lot of it was because of the quarterback that was there. You just got to come in and get a professional coach that can ideally come in and clean things up. And I think Aaron Glenn is a pretty good candidate to do that. But same thing with the Jets. Like, I'm not worried about them now. I don't even know who their quarterback's going to be this year. Oh, it's going to be Fields. We do know that, right? They could draft one still, but it's going to be Justin Fields. Okay. Come on. That's not a serious threat. Might be a nice little team. Their best case scenario, maybe they push for a playoff spot, but I'm not worried about them. And then the other team I really wanted to get into here is the Dolphins. Because to me, Patriots and Jets, ground floor, still starting things up. They're not there yet, but they might be going in the right direction. To me, this is Miami's last dance. This is it. The Dolphins, to me, are so interesting this year because they have to win. New England's building up. Jets are starting over. Dolphins got to do it now. Because Tyreek Hill, there was already drama with him on the final day of the regular season, implying that he wants out of Miami, walked it back, got that situation in the right direction, the agent cleaned things up, and he's staying for now. But this is, I want to bet, the last year that Tyreek Hill is going to be a Miami Dolphin. And we're not even sure if he's even great anymore. He had a down year last season, big time. Waddle can't stay healthy. And neither can Tua. And the coach is probably it. Like, this is it. You got to win now, or the owner probably moves on from you. All that could happen right now. They paid all these veterans. They paid Jalen Ramsey. They traded for Bradley Chubb. They've done all this maneuvering to challenge the Bills right now. They've done, in the last couple of years, they've been making moves to win the division on the immediate, and they haven't done it. And now I think this is their last chance at it, and I don't think they have a very good chance. They're really interesting because I really think they're a year away from maybe doing what the Jets just did. You know, semi-rebuild. You don't have to get rid of all your talented guys, but maybe a new coach, maybe a new identity, maybe you change out a bunch of roster spots, but not the elite guys at the top. Like, Miami's the one that I'm most interested in of the three because they've got to do it now. Or it's over. And again, as we run through these three teams, I don't see it for any of them. The Dolphins, it's the same story. I think on paper, they're the most talented team of the three. Sure, I could see them getting into the playoffs. But when it comes to challenging the Bills, they just don't have it. They can't beat the Bills straight up, head to head. They have a quarterback that you have to pencil in 3 to 5 missed games a year, which always sinks them. They're never able to overcome that. And he's only played one full season once out of 5 years. So odds are he's going to miss 3 or 4 games. And your top receiver is aging. To me, they missed their best shot. 803-0550, if you got a thought on the division around the Bills, your bracket strategy, how you go about it, how you make your picks, because we all know we're not real experts on this. Most of us aren't. Let me know what you think. It's Jeremy and Joe. We'll talk to a NCAA tournament expert coming up, or analyst at 9 o'clock, Locked On College Hoops. Isaac Shad is going to join us at 9, so we got a guest coming then, but time for your phone calls in the in-between. Sneaky Joe DiBiase, it's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hank's a great fit, Matt, because he can deal with pressure and expectations, and he can deal with the big stage. Eli Manning came there the same type of way. You know, with father being around football, same thing with Deion and Shador. The accuracy when he's rushed and pressured and he was under constant duress, that's NFL ready. That means you've dealt with the NFL type of game already. A lot of college quarterbacks, it's free and easy back there. It wasn't that way with Shador.
That's Mel Kiper on Shador Sanders, who is very polarizing, getting a lot of, you know, is he putting teams off the way he is meeting with them and talking to GMs and executives, and I don't know. He's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and there are so many different angles to him as a prospect and as a story. His dad being Deion, is that a good thing for him? Is it a bad thing for him in other ways? I mean, it's definitely a good thing for him. It's given him opportunities he might not have otherwise had. Although I think he was a 4-star recruit, so he would have had something. But the reason he gets so much attention is that. But that also comes now with expectation that he probably isn't good enough to achieve. And my overall take on him is he is uber confident, just like his dad Deion was. Think you're the best thing in the world, arrogant with it, which, as Deion Sanders would have proved, That all works when you're amazing, when you're elitely gifted. Most athletic, talented corner in football ever. I mean, you're allowed to be that confident and arrogant and have that level of ego when you back it up every single time. And his son might have the same qualities or characteristics, but what happens when he's not good enough to back it up? What happens if he's only pretty good? What happens if he's only a game manager level quarterback? What if he's even worse than that? Because that's what I think of him. I don't even really have a big problem with how he carries himself and how he talks about himself. But my problem is you take a million sacks and your arm's not that strong. You could even say his arm is weak, I think, by comparison to some of these other first-round quarterbacks of past years. So I got a quarterback that's not a crazy good athlete. He takes a lot of sacks. He doesn't have that strong an arm. He's good at some things. He's good at improvising when he has to. He's very accurate. But that's not enough. So I think the dangerous thing with him is the combination of the Deion-level characteristics of ego and confidence combined with, you're not that great. You're probably not going to be that great. Could be bad. I would not take him if I were the Browns. I would not take him if I were the Giants. I would not take him if I were really anybody in the top half of the first round. If I were Pittsburgh, okay, like now I'm starting to get to, I would take a shot at it. Late first round, though, would be the first time I'd start thinking about it if I'm a quarterback needy team. If I were one of these teams at the top, I'd rather do something else. If I'm the Giants, I might just rather go sign Jameis Winston, who they're having in on a visit, and then draft a kid in the second round. Rather do that. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. I put a poll up. Who's going to get it together first? Runaway poll. Like, not even a good poll. Terrible poll. When you get 84% answering one of the three answers, it's a bad poll.
It's because the other three teams are so bad.
It's not the Bills. I'm saying who gets it together first.
Oh, I know.
Patriots, Dolphins, the
other two,
Jets.
The other two teams, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the Patriots running away with it at 84%, which makes sense because they have the one, they're the one team with the quarterback that is respectable. Jimmy in Miami is next up. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Hey, you were talking about the Dolphins, and I get the paper down here and I read a lot. And this Omar Kelly is really good. I don't know if you ever had him on, but he's a really good writer, sports writer. But anyway, he was saying that the thing is with McDaniel, he wants to be the player's best friend. You know, he's a great offensive coordinator, but as far as a leader, the team is really soft. One of the players had left. I think it was Deshaun Elliott. He was a safety. He went over to Pittsburgh. He said that the team is really soft. Soft is, well, I don't want to use the word. But anyway, the players come to meetings late. He finds them. They still come late. They have a real leadership problem in that locker room. And I don't know who the leader is, but, you know, they had draft picks that, you know, really good players that they couldn't keep. They develop them, but they can't keep them because the general manager, Greer, is overpaid on so many free agents like Jalen Ramsey and Bradley Chubb. And, oh, gosh, I don't know. And of course, Tyreek Hill, who quit on the team in the fourth quarter of their last game last year. He just didn't want to play. So, I mean that really, there was really a real problem with leadership. Mm-hmm. And as far as the culture and the team, I'll tell you, people will complain about McDermott, but nobody's ever going to say the team is soft, that's for sure. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that. And then you're exactly right, though. McDaniel and Greer are both coaching and working for their jobs this year because the word is that if they don't get to the playoffs, they're gone. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had.
Thanks, Jimmy. This is one thing why I think it triggers me a lot when fans instantly talk about Diggs like he did something. He was T.O. doing sit-ups in the driveway. All there was a cryptic stuff. And one outburst, even, wave of the hands on the sideline. I'm not saying he did nothing. Look at what other receivers in the league do sometimes. Tyreek Hill took himself out of the game. Quit on the team, is the way Jimmy put it. I mean, basically, there's a... Was it Hard Knocks? It was the in-season Hard Knocks, I think. Following the Dolphins. And, like, Waddle is mic'd up. In the moment, Hill's like, I'm not going back in. And Waddle's like, you're not coming back in? You're done? Like, kind of said it like that. Like, surprising. And Hill sat on the bench, and then he came out after the game and basically said, yeah, I'm done with the Miami Dolphins. I mean, that's kind of crazy that he's going to continue with that team after that day. There would be organizations that would just say, I'm done with you. I'm done. I'm not dealing with this anymore. You're not worth it anymore. And that is kind of, maybe that's where I could tie it into Diggs a little bit with Hill. The Bills moved on from Diggs probably at the right time. I think he could have helped them last year, but one reason why the trade to me always made a little bit of sense was Diggs was transitioning or going to need to transition into becoming a player that plays more in the slot, more on the inside. And that's where Khalil Shakir lives, and that's where Curtis Samuel often lives, and that's where Dalton Kincaid lives. So I don't necessarily need that from you. And I got a team over here that's offering me a second-round pick. Go look around at what other veteran receivers at that age and that contract often would get. Second-round pick seemed like the right time for the value of it and for the role that he was probably going to be best in that you didn't really need. Hill is reaching a similar age and had a similar season that Diggs had in his last Bills season, where Diggs started to fall off at the end. And it was, why did that really happen? And maybe it was just Joe Brady, and the offense wasn't really a fit for him. But he got a million targets at the end of that year, and they didn't work. The efficiency dropped tenfold. So then I look over at what the season that Tyreek Hill just had. Tyreek Hill went like a full calendar year without a 100-yard game. Or with one 100-yard game. Like no big blow-up games at all. He went from, look at the drop. He played one more game last year than he did the year before. And his receiving yardage, again, this wasn't because of games missed. He played more games last year. And yet, his receiving yards went down by 840. 1799 in 2023, 959 last year. And that's not just because Tua was hurt. Tua missed 4 or 5 games. What about the other 12 games? Didn't produce there either. You might argue that it's the right time for them to get out. But, as I pointed out last segment, like the whole thing in Miami is built to do it right now. And the second that he's gone, you'd think McDaniel's gone, and you'd think the whole thing is kind of hitting a refresh button. So they're in a different place than the Bills because of the quarterback difference, I think, and because of the way the organizations are run, what they put into getting to this point. The Bills didn't have to spend all the draft picks and trades and all the money that Miami did to get here. So I do think there are differences, but like Hill, this would have been the time to get out. And appears as though he's going to stay going into next year. 803-0550. We'll talk some NCAA tournament coming up at 9 o'clock. And if you got a thought on how you're doing your bracket this year, let me know. I've got a bracket pool. If you want to, everyone's got their own bracket pool. Half the pot for mine is going to my buddy's GoFundMe, who's been battling cancer. So for a good cause, if you want to check it out, it's on my Twitter. Just go to my profile, and it's the first tweet up there. 803-0550 is the phone number. Stay tuned. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Sabres are in Utah tonight. 9 o'clock in Utah.
Did you see the team lap around the Oval?
Yeah, so what was that? Because that's the Olympic facilities they're using for practice?
Yeah, it's something like that. Like, that's the speed skating oval that, like, speed skaters use.
Right. Yeah, I think the arena is cool, but it's not built for hockey. The colors are cool. I hope they nail the team name. I just want them to have a team name. Hockey Club is like, I don't know.
Mammoth isn't that much better, though, in my opinion.
Mammoth, though, you could have a cool logo with Mammoth.
Yeah, I don't love
that it's a singular team name.
Yeah, like, I'm just plural, scared that they're going to have, like, the generic, like, EA Sports Mammoth logo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got to nail the logo if they do the Mammoth.
Yeah.
But then you can do an Ice Age theme night, which would be fun.
But that would just be their mascot, the guy from Ice Age.
Manny's
the Mammoth.
Yeah.
Ray Romano, right?
Have him do guest appearances.
I just remember it's Ray Romano. The Sabres in Utah. What would the over-under be? Expansion, teams that don't have teams right now making the playoffs before the Sabres do. Would you bet it's one? There's three cities they're talking to. New Orleans, Houston, and Atlanta. And Arizona. Bettman's obsessed with getting Arizona back. It's four. What are the odds one of those four makes the playoffs before the Sabres do? Because you wouldn't bet the Sabres make it next year. I mean, we're hopeful.
Well, I guess
I would be hopeful because I have to be just to get myself up for next season. And maybe they'll do enough in the offseason to make me believe it, but
I guess the question is, though, like, how close are they to getting those expansion teams? Because, like, we saw, like, with Seattle, right, it took 2 years to get them. Like, they were announced, and then 2 years later they came in.
Good question. I don't know.
By the way, Utah right now is 4 points out of the playoffs.
Okay, so maybe Utah will be one of these teams
that
gets in first. Poor Quebec, by the way. Here's Bettman yesterday, and they're talking to New Orleans now, another city. Quebec, it's not just that Quebec wants a team. Quebec City built an NHL arena 10 years ago to help their candidacy getting a team. They built the thing. I think it's called the Videotron Center or something. And I was looking at it yesterday after the New Orleans thing came out. The arena that Quebec built, I think it's the third largest arena in North America that doesn't have an NHL team. Like, the maybe Videotron Cleveland Center and has, Mexico City are all the only ones bigger.
The Videotron Center has 20,000 seats.
20,000 seats.
Oh, that's for concerts. I'm sorry. For hockey, it's 18,000.
Still, that's the number you need. It's bigger than Winnipeg. That poor city. They built the thing. Here, we have it. And they can't even get a phone call. They can't even get a phone call with Bettman because he's going south. When we come back, college basketball. Isaac Shade from Locked On College Basketball, also Locked On Tar Heels. He does both shows, so get his thoughts on the UNC controversy. But more on the tournament, which gets rolling just after 12 o'clock today. That's on the way next here on Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.